AccuWeather forecast says going to be partly cloudy, breezy today, high around 74. The Caledonia Village Board is meeting tonight at 7 o'clock. The agenda includes two resolutions related to the new DeBack Farms Business Park, one for the Norco manufacturing site, the other involving road and utility plans. There's a resolution for a labor agreement with highway employees in Local 704, and a resolution approving the village's $75,000 share toward new traffic lights at the East Frontage Road and Highway K. It's a project that the county share has already been approved for and for which the state is also contributing. The governing boards for the Racine Public Library and its foundation, they have to decide at an upcoming closed session if a fundraising campaign might be successful toward renovation and expansion of the downtown site, a consultant suggesting maybe a $4 million campaign versus something a little larger. Karen Rose of Library Strategy said they only talked to 11 members of the community, including a few with financial wherewithal, but in her words, I don't think they know where to put their dollars for the best return. Board member Sandy Rickoff suggested the feasibility study does have the stark reality of what the community may or may not support.
You know, Racine is in a hard place for a lot, you know, and we need to, you know, be realistic and take this. And we are going to, the board is going to meet in closed session on November 3rd to discuss one item, but this will also be discussed too as to what we do with this recommendation.
Board member Mary Wilkes Dyett said that people don't value the cultural institution that is the library.
They don't realize that there's a portal that they can enter and check out books, mm-hmm. audio books. They just don't know. Yeah, and I ask them, have you ever been downtown to the library? No. Do you know we have a bookmobile that goes around the city? Because I follow it. I live in Mount Pleasant, and I'll go anywhere to meet that bookmobile. And usually they've got a whole shelf of stuff waiting for me. But people just don't know what a treasure the library is.
Discussion also included how Kenosha's multi-site library system is sometimes preferred by Racine area residents, and if the Racine Library were to be expanded, would operating money be available or more hours have to be cut? Wisconsin still qualifies as battleground state for the upcoming election. That means political money is showing up for both parties, including the so-called dark money used to buy issue ads. Jay Heck with Common Cause of Wisconsin notes there was a law that was passed last year that allows candidates to coordinate ad buys with outside groups. Says this trend of coordination, it's a huge step backward.
We used to be a state that had partial public financing. We had disclosure. We had both political parties and candidates of both parties willing to try to at least let people know where the money was coming from, and we've gone in exactly the opposite direction.
He says public should know who is influencing the decisions of elected officials. And Governor Scott Walker is inviting students to help decorate this year's state capitol Christmas tree with ornaments following the theme of Wisconsin wildlife. The governor notes that the state's magnificent wildlife is one of the reasons that Wisconsin remains a popular tourist destination. Teachers will soon be getting a letter from the governor's office with instructions on how to send in those ornaments. Retirees should learn tomorrow if their Social Security payments are going up or staying flat. There was no increase for this year, of course, due to low inflation, and the 2017 cost of living increase may be one of the lowest ever. One report issued earlier this year suggested that a hike of maybe 0.2%, or about $3 a month for the average retiree, might be coming. The American Institute for Economic Research predicting a monthly boost of maybe $2 to $6. By comparison, benefits went up by 1.7% in 2015. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says the next step in fighting opiate abuse at the federal level anyway is to be a partner and to help fund local efforts at fighting the addiction problem.
I certainly think that we are seeing greater success in communities that have identified stakeholders and interested parties who want to be a part of the solution and are coordinating.
Baldwin adding that heroin abuse is still a major concern, but she also notes there are other parts of the state that have other drug problems such as methamphetamines. A suspicious package showed up outside the Racine Police Department Sunday morning. Didn't appear to have been there through the mail or a shipping service, and by today's standards, of course, that is a suspicious situation and potentially dangerous. The Kenosha County Hazardous Device Squad was brought in to handle that situation. They opened up the container. It turned out to be a box of Detective Bureau paperwork. Halloween costumes, big business in recent years, but Target, well, they're not clowning around with this latest nationwide abnormality. No creepy clown masks on Target store shelves or the retailer's website.
If you're looking for a clown mask for Halloween, you won't find it at Target. The decision was made late last week to pull all clown masks from Target stores due to the creepy clown scare that's spreading across the country. Police in numerous states have been dealing with threats and pranks related to people wearing clown masks. The bizarre problem has even forced Ronald McDonald to keep a low profile. I'm Bill Michaels.
And ahead of tonight's American League Championship Series, a court in Toronto will be hearing arguments on the effort to bar the Cleveland Indians from using their team name and logo in Ontario. There's a building at the northeast corner of 4th and Main Streets in downtown Racine. It has a stairwell on the outside that leads to a basement for which the owner got a notice recently from the city regarding the retaining wall failing in that space and the issue that went up before the Public Works and Services Committee for some consideration. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen explained the stairwell itself is in the city's right-of-way and the owner was recommended to obtain a $150 revocable occupancy permit. He noted there are other scenarios like this in other parts of the city going back decades, said the permit requirement, also part of the upcoming work on Douglas Avenue. They've got some issues there, state money involved with that project, and they're not going to spend it, he says, until the legal issues are all settled up.
Before they'll spend their money on that state project, they're requiring all the property owners along that stretch of road that have similar encroachments into the city's right-of-way to go and clean up the legal paperwork and get these revocable occupancy permits before that the state, and that's iron fist the government, if you will, but it's the city's right-of-way.
And Yellen said the permit actually ends up protecting the property owner.
I could go ahead and call Bill Fulstrom up tomorrow, say, go ahead and fill that stairwell up with concrete, the whole thing, and finish it off at the top and turn it back into sidewalk. And the property owner, well, I mean, he could probably go in the press and make us look like a bunch of idiots. But as far as going to court and suing the city for that action, I don't believe he could win. I don't believe that he could basically sue us for damages because he had no permit, revocable or non-revocable.
The committee did support the need for the permit when discussion ended. The Kenosha Council meets tonight. The alderman, among other things, will be asked to approve language, clearing the way for a $500,000 development incentive for a business that has plans to build a manufacturing plant near Kenosha Regional Airport. Colbert Package Corporation out of Lake Forest, according to their website, has two locations down there now and a third in Indiana, employing some 300 people. The grant in Kenosha is contingent on the creation of at least 100 jobs by the end of 2018. That would pay an average wage each year of $42,000. The development agreement further calling for the city to secure state help in rebuilding 104th Avenue, which runs between 52nd and 60th Streets. And also on the agenda, subnaming a portion of 60th Street for Jockey International. You got Make a Difference Day coming up in the Racine area this Saturday, and a number of events are going to be coordinated through the Volunteer Center, including buckthorn and honeysuckle removal in Colonial Park along the Root River Pathway. That'll be from 9 in the morning till noon. There's maintenance on the 6-year-old Kids Cove Playground at North Beach. It now needs a little bit of TLC. The wood portions of the playground structures and the wooden fence that surrounds it, they need to be sealed. Many wheelbarrow loads of mulch are going to have to be spread over that entire area, and the plantings will be weeded and cultivated. All that runs from 9 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And to the Riverbend Nature Center, you've got the removal of brush, trail maintenance, and just general nature center maintenance work that has to be done on the site on North Green Bay Road. It happens without warning. Someone steals the password to one of your online accounts. Now it costs you money, time, or damage to your reputation. The Wisconsin Division of Consumer Protection's Frank Versetto says changing passwords is one way to avoid being targeted, but one in particular, your email address. And unless you initiated it, Versetto says you should never be giving out personal or banking information to an unsolicited email.
If you are getting requests for sharing or validating personal information, you need to step back and think about that and ask, why is this coming in and why are these people asking for this information?
All it takes is one hard drive crash, one theft or malware attack, and you've got a nightmare to deal with. The loss of sensitive documents, cherished photographs, video, even music files.
It could be decades worth of material that a hacker could have access to and could lock down. So you definitely want to make sure that you're backing up your data. You can either do it on a physical drive to the cloud-based storage. And if you're using an external hard drive, make sure that you disconnect it after you back it up.
Frazetto recommending the public go online to readywisconsin.wi.gov, get some tips on guarding against cyber hacking. And almost 3 dozen horses in western Wisconsin with new homes and a brighter future. Their owners giving them away over the weekend. The Horse Plus Humane Society hosting a one-day adoption event. Owners who can no longer afford to keep their animals allowed to hand them over. The Racine Common Council begins the first in a series of Committee of the Whole meetings tonight on the 2017 proposed budget. The meeting begins at 6 p.m. in council chambers. It is open to the public. Plus, it will be carried live on cable access channel 25. City Administrator Tom Friedel having delivered his overview of the spending plan last Wednesday. The schedule calls for tonight's meeting, but then a break until next week, so that, as Friedel explained it, the aldermen can attend the League of Municipalities convention.
We'll devote a night to public safety on Wednesday, October 26th. That'll be a shorter meeting. We'll meet at 7 o'clock because there is a meeting before that, the City Plan Commission. But public safety will have enough time then. And then on Thursday, the 27th, the Parks Department and the Public Works Department will be here. And as you might imagine, they both have pretty robust, they are two large departments, and they also have a lot of capital items that they can explain.
Friedel noting that budget public hearing is going to be held at 6 p.m. November 3rd.
The public will have had a chance for almost a month to look at our budget, see it. They'll have a chance to hear what's going on at our meetings and then come and respond to us about that. We always set aside some time after that public hearing to take any comments or questions that you might have. Please, during the process, anytime you think there's some information you would like, let us know. We would try to get it to you in a timely fashion.
The Racine Committee of the Whole, with a chance to offer amendments to the budget prior to making a recommendation for a final vote of the full council on November the 15th. The Human Rights Campaign Foundation, which is the educational arm of the nation's largest LGBTQ civil rights organization, plus the Equality Federation Institute, putting out the 5th annual Municipal Equality Index, assessing equality in over 500 cities nationwide, including 7 in Wisconsin. Madison shows up at number 100. Appleton is 78th. Milwaukee, 71st. Green Bay is 40th. Kenosha's 37th. Racine, 28th. And Oshkosh, 21st. For LGBTQ Americans, 20 states have non-discrimination laws, including protections for employment. And more than 24 million people live in cities that have more comprehensive laws for transgender people than do their states. And Gateway Technical College taking nominations for its Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award. The deadline to submit the nominations, November the 23rd. They are available on the Gateway website, gtc.edu/humanitarian-award. Our AccuWeather forecast coming up. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.